you know, nobody, and I want to make this point, nobody from Sinn Féin has actually contacted me directly. And for a party which is now saying that the interests of victims are paramount, I find that quite staggering. All of the invitations from Sinn Féin to meet with me have been done through the media, and I'm hearing it from journalists, because I haven't been able to keep up to speed, obviously, because I have been out and about and speaking on the issue. So I'm really only I'm finding out now from journalists what the position in Sinn Féin is, and I am completely appalled by it.
Now, in his interview on this programme yesterday, he denied that you told him anything about the IRA interrogation, this kangaroo court, or that he discussed the rape allegations in any detail with you. What's your response to that?
Again, completely appalled. Do people think that I was discussing the weather with Gerry Adams? I mean, what do they think we were discussing? Of course we were discussing the abuse. Of course we were discussing the IRA internal investigation into that abuse. Excuse me, Richard. You know, and I actually can give you some detail around that. Actually, Gerry claimed to me that he, at first he tried to claim he didn't know the alleged abuser, and then I reminded him that he did know him, and he was invited to his wedding. He sat on a management committee with him in a community festival. He sat on other committees with him.
And when you said to Gerry Adams, this is the guy, that's his name, he's the guy who did it, what did he say to you?
Well, I actually didn't need to actually tell him, because I was really aware that he knew who he was. So initially, when that conversation started, I didn't need to mention the man's name. And as the conversation went on, you know, I did mention his name when he first of all claimed that he didn't know him very well. You know, the same thing that he tried to claim about me yesterday. And, you know, I reminded him that he did. And he then conceded, you know, that he did know him. I think he said he didn't know him, and then he said he didn't know him very well.
Did he say he would do something about it?
Yeah, he did, actually. I asked him to find out where the man was, because I wanted to report him. And he said that he would go away and try and find answers in relation to that. And that was a pattern. You know, if you can imagine it, you know, at that time when I met with Gerry, I had turned 19 then, a few months then previously to that. So I then spent the next number of years not only trying to deal with the issue of abuse and how it was affecting me, but the further abuse by the IRA internal investigation, and then the complete frustration at the fact that I had no idea where this man was, because he had been facilitated away from the area in which he lived. I was so distressed at the fact that that man could potentially have access to other victims, and you know, that was the reason that I was struggling to cope with it. That was the most horrendous feeling for me. Because I didn't know when I was going, or if I was going to bump into that man. And in actual fact, a member of my family did in 2005, and that culminated in a meeting with Gerry Adams and another of my relatives, in which he treated that person shamefully, in my opinion.
Is that man, and obviously we have to be careful here that we don't identify him, is that man back in the jurisdiction?
No.
He's not living in Northern Ireland at the moment.
Not as far as I'm aware. His bail address was in another country.
And you've had no contact with him since that, or in recent months?
Well, actually, I was intimidated at court during one of the court hearings, and the police obtained CCTV in relation to it. The man waited on me coming out of an elevator in the court building, and he said, hiya, right up to my face. My cousin, Ailish O'Hanlon, was with me, and a police officer. And he then went into the dock in the court, and he physically turned his back to the judge to turn around and stare me out. And that was the most horrendous experience possible.
Is that why you withdrew from the case?
No, and I need to deal with this issue, because I think there's been a lot of misinformation around it. I actually didn't withdraw from the first case. The public prosecution collapsed that first case themselves because of the police failure to question a witness. In relation to the other two cases, I did sign a withdrawal statement, but that withdrawal statement didn't withdraw the allegations. It actually, and I'm going to put that into the public domain, those statements, it very, very clearly set out that I reiterated the allegations. It dealt with how that my treatment had affected me. It criticised both the Public Prosecution Service and the police in very detailed reasons why I felt that they had effectively left me with no avenue for justice, and I asked the Public Prosecution Service to put that in front of the judge. It was a Diplock court in all three cases, and I wanted the judge to see that, because I thought that maybe then my concerns may be addressed. And the Public Prosecution Service, when those cases asked the judge to leave the charges on the books against all of those individuals, and the judge had an option to find those people not guilty, and he did. But it isn't true to say that I withdrew the allegations. I didn't. I reiterated them and withdrew support for the prosecution, which is a very, very different thing.
In terms of legal recourse then, is the thing dead? Is there any way you can reactivate it in order to get justice?
Well, I do have a number of options legally, I think, and I'm aware in the last number of days that other Sinn Féin members have admitted that they knew of my abuse. And I am astonished that with the public profile that this case has had when it was running in the courts, that that person didn't come forward and stand up and be counted and give evidence to the police in my case, because it could have been crucial to the prosecution against an alleged sexual abuser. And I am so distressed now to hear that that person couldn't stand up and be counted and go to the police. And in relation to Jerry's assertion that he cooperated with the police, I just want to say on record, his version of cooperation with the police and mine is completely different, and I would like the media to ask him, did he ever have any face-to-face meetings with the police in relation to my case? And I think that answer will probably not be forthcoming.
On the issue of what happened to you, Maria, given, people might wonder, given your family connections, the Cahill connection, was there not something that somebody could have done to protect you?
Well, you know, this is the thing. I did disclose to a family member at the time who was a senior member of Sinn Féin, and that was at the time when the abuse was still continuing. And it's very hurtful for me at the point when, you know, she didn't, I don't know what she could have done, but I certainly think she should have taken it upon herself as an adult to inform my parents, because remember, I was a minor at the time of the abuse. There were other alleged victims that came out subsequently. All of those people were adults, and I was in the middle of absolute hell. And I don't think anybody knows really how to deal with the issue of child sexual abuse effectively, but there has to be a more effective way of dealing with it than forcing an IRA investigation into the issue. It is just completely beyond belief now for me as a 33-year-old to look back, and I wonder how I survived that, because I am telling you, there were points when I thought that I wouldn't.
As we've been talking, Sinn Féin have just got back to us. We put in a request asking about this call that you have made on Gerry Adams to have a meeting in a public forum, and the Sinn Féin office said that Gerry Adams and Mary Lou MacDonald said yesterday they would have no problem meeting you. Asked about the specific request for a meeting in a public forum, they said, we would need to find out what she wants.
What I want is for Sinn Féin to tell the truth. It is as simple as that, Richard. The Sinn Féin are completely re-traumatising me again and again and again. And I actually think that's quite disgusting for someone who has already suffered severe trauma at the hands of the Republican movement. I want them to tell the truth. I want Gerry Adams to stand up and say, yes, you know, she is telling the truth. And I think that what Sinn Féin have done, and I think they think they've done it in a very clever way, is they've tried to attack my credibility, particularly in the interview with yourself yesterday. What Sinn Féin need to remember is that I have witnesses to this who were prepared to also go to court and give evidence. I have written contemporaneous evidence of that. My medical notes are there, and that already contradicts Gerry Adams' account. And I think there's another issue here in the sense that senior Sinn Féin members complained at the time of being bugged by the British government. Those meetings, most of those meetings, took place in Gerry Adams' office. And if that is the case, and if somewhere some section of British intelligence has a record of meetings taking place in Gerry Adams' office, I would very much like them to put them out into the public domain, because they would categorically prove my account.
Is there anything you want to add?
Yes, I would like to add, I have just received a statement myself. I want people to think about this, because Gerry is asking people to believe that he had a conversation with people who are now dead and can't come back and corroborate his account, that they all urged me to go to the RUC at the time. That is completely ridiculous. I'm sitting with a statement that Gerry Adams made in July 2000 about the RUC, and what he said was that Sinn Féin's position on the disbandment of the RUC has not changed. We believe the RUC have no place in the future of this island. They are a partisan, quasi-military, armed wing of unionism. Is Gerry Adams seriously expecting people to believe that 1 month later he was urging me, or other people were urging me, to go to the RUC? I find it completely ludicrous, and I think his credibility is completely shot to shreds on this issue.